Framlingham is magnificent, with the castle and the church. There's so much to see.
I'm fairly new to the town, been here just over a year now, and I'm really enjoying it. The people here are lovely and fantastic little array of shops, so you never need to leave the town, really.
We wanted a bolt hole to come out to, and so we came up here and we decided that Framlingham was the ideal place because it had a church, a castle, a large pond, and many, many pubs.
Actually, only six these days, but that's down from 13 100 years ago when Framlingham was smaller than it is now. But we'll be popping by many of the current pubs on the tour. Last voice you heard belonged to the Reverend Graham Owen, who's the rector of Framlingham, one of over 30 people we'll be hearing from later. Graham Owen came to Framlingham to get away from the city. Other people, like our local librarian Leslie, approached Framlingham from the opposite direction.
So exciting to have, you know, a chemist and a doctor's and a dentist and dry cleaners on your doorstep. Where I lived before was very rural, and we just had a pub. So moving to Framlingham was, it's like a big city to me.
So, a village with city infrastructure. But as you'll hear during the tour, Framlingham is changing rapidly, and some valuable things are being lost. When I was a boy, most people in these parts spoke proper Suffolk. It's not really the case now.
There's a few. There's good old Fred, who works at Fram College. He's a brilliant Suffolk boy. But there's not many of us now, but Framlingham has changed, there's no doubt about it. Whether it's changed for the better, I don't know. There was a time when I worked at Carly and Webb with my uncle. We could walk out the door, we'd know everybody who came up. Now I'm afraid it's very, very few. There are so many houses being built in the town and many more to come that there are, you know a lot, but you don't know all of them.
One thing that has resisted the winds of change are the church bells.
When they're ringing on a Tuesday night for practice, we're handing bells that were cast over 450 years ago. It's quite a thought, really.
And as we'll learn later, they play a tune that's both unusual and musically interesting. Ideally, we should start the town trail in the Landman Museum, which has a lovely collection of Framlingham photos and artefacts that beautifully complement our tour. Bad news is that it's hidden away in the castle. So periodically, we're going to be teleporting ourselves, J.K. Rowling style, to the museum where the curator, Alison Pickup, is patiently waiting to describe some of the exhibits to us. Alison says the museum shows her a rather different Framlingham to the one you're visiting today.
I give a clearer picture of what Framlingham was like when it was a more industrial, busy working town, rather more than it is now, which is really a commuter town for Ipswich and just small local businesses serving the needs of the populace rather than actually producing anything much. If you think the Bibby Mill's gone, that's probably the last bit of production in Fram has gone, which is a pity, but such is life.
Our two main companions on the town trail will be local author John Bridges, who we'll be meeting later, and this gentleman.
My name's Tony Martin. I've lived here now 10.5 years, but I've actually had an interest in Framlingham for a lot longer than that because I came to college when I was about just under 10, had my 10th birthday up there. And I'm here and I love Framlingham because my grandfather was born here and his father came here in 1865 to be clerk to the solicitor.
I say it's changed a lot, hasn't it, in recent years?
It's changed a lot, yeah. But you can still see parts of old Fram. I sometimes think when you walk around, if you look up, rather than sort of look where you're going, then you can see things up above the street level, which were there in my grandfather's time and his father's time. And you can see a lot of the bits and pieces left over.
So hopefully now you're ready to come with us on the Framlingham Town Trail. And if you're not there already, please head for the Elms Car Park.